Today we're talking Waterford dominoes. It was an absolute accident that likely couldn't be duplicated, even with the most fastidious planning. My Uncle Mort and three of his buddies playing dominoes at the general store in the thicket were caught up in the most bizarre of circumstances that may dictate a new approach. In future games, they may use only wooden dominoes, or maybe cast iron. One of the guys bragged about new dominoes he had been gifted for his birthday as he removed the stiff cellophane wrapper. Then he proceeded to shuffle the crystal dominoes. Alas, one fell from the table. They realized simultaneously that the word Waterford embossed on each domino should have meant that these precious pieces were to be seen, but not shuffled. The game crashed quickly, not to be resumed on this strange day. They gazed as the lone domino descended, seemingly floating in slow motion. It hit squarely on the rim of a brass spittoon, having what formerly had been the double six. One piece with six dots fell to the floor next to the spittoon, but the other, well, let's just say it didn't fall outside the spittoon. They were stunned, particularly the duffer who had to explain to his granddaughter what happened to what she thought would be a treasured gift. With no game to play, they shifted to spinning stories, almost all of which would deal lethal blows to any semblance of truth. For these men, there were no rules. Truth was out the window. All topics were fair game. Soon they were talking about prized possessions. My Uncle Mort blathered about what my old mother would call a terminological inexactitude. To most of us, the term softens frank references to lies. Mort said he had a memento he found following a rainstorm at the Stratford-on-Avon back in 1966. Mort was visiting the grave of William Shakespeare 350 years after the bard's 1616 death. He explained that rain had washed away some topsoil, revealing two pencil tips. They were wrapped in parchment on which the Avon bard had written, "I always chose to write in ink because I couldn't decide between pencils. To be or not to be was always the question." Well, when the laughter abated, one of the men told about an accident that occurred recently on the nearby state highway. He said an 18-wheeler loaded with several tons of Roget's thesauruses went airborne when a tire blew out. "It was something to see," the old geezer said. "Books flew everywhere. There must have been enough to pave 20 miles of dirt road." Had my mother heard him, she would have called him a 24-carat windjammer. His closing words would have strengthened her suspicion. The man said I was stunned, startled, aghast, taken aback, stupefied, confused, shocked, flabbergasted, astounded, amazed, confounded, astonished, overwhelmed, horrified, numbed, speechless, and perplexed. Well, a third member of the foursome told about a creative Wisconsin man who won the National Liars Contest several years ago. The winner must have had time on his hands because a lie such as his isn't simply blurted out. It's carefully honed before it's shared. He described a hunter who invented a duck call that was so effective, it attracted decoys. Well, only the birthday duffer was left to tell his tale. However, he chose to remain silent. One day, he figured he might possibly be able to describe the time one of his dominoes escaped from the shuffle. He'd recount the descent and how a spittoon got in the way. But he'd say nothing about it this day. It was still too tender. Slowly bending over, he picked up the end of the double six one would expect him to keep. Perhaps he could place it in a shadow box. It was, after all, the thought that counts. Soon they all left the general store, all staring back at the spittoon that turned them against playing dominoes, at least for a while. Don Newberry, good day.